On the Early Bird this morning, a very timely conversation I recorded with farm broadcaster Mike Adams. The name should be familiar to many of you, I think. Mike joined me on our coverage of Farm Progress Show a few months ago. Longtime friend and broadcast associate, as we worked together at a radio station in Jacksonville for several years, and then also with the AgriTalk Radio Network. Following Mike's tenure on AgriTalk, he started the Adams on Ag Network, and then, following retirement, as he calls it, he's also a part-time broadcaster on that program, and then also has helped me and some others as well, so to continuing to kind of keep his fingers in the broadcasting pie. Mike, I appreciate your time, and the reason I wanted to have you on today, for many years you were historian of our National Association of Farm Broadcasting Organization. Our convention, as our audience knows, I think, just wrapped up yesterday in Kansas City. So I thought this morning it would be very appropriate to kind of go back. You've had a long involvement in NAFB, in addition to being a historian for several years, a past president of the association, a Hall of Fame member, and certainly well-known and recognized as a farm broadcasting leader. So let's go back a little bit. When the organization started, and then any facts about NAFB that you think our audience might like to hear.
Well, Mike, it is a long history for our association. It goes back to 1944, and it actually started off not NAFB, it was NARFD, the National Association of Radio Farm Directors. And a very interesting history how they kind of banded together, and it took a lot of work to bring the group together, a national group, you know, across the country. And it was very interesting to see how it came together, and some of the issues they dealt with kind of carried on for many, many years. In 1955, TV was added, and it became NATRFD, National Association of TV and Radio Farm Directors. And then in 1964, it kind of went to what we know now, NAFB, although that at that time, that was National Association of Farm Broadcasters. Many of us still kind of think about those days. But then in 2005, keeping NAFB, slight change, National Association of Farm Broadcasting. So it goes back to that 1944-45 period. Larry Haig was the first president. He was working at WCCO in Minneapolis. As you go back and look at the early history, it kind of shows you how the industry has changed. A lot of big markets had radio farm directors back in those days. Minneapolis, certainly Chicago, some of the bigger cities. That has kind of changed over the years as the industry has evolved. But really, it goes back to those early days. And when you go back and look at the history, you see the importance that farm broadcasting had in the country, all across the country, as a more ag-based society before we became as urbanized as we are now. You see the change through the course of time for our industry as well as for the country.
I joined NAFB a couple of years ahead of the time that you were involved, and we both worked together at WLDS in Jacksonville. You and I have both commented many times about meeting Keith Kirkpatrick, who was a well-known farm broadcaster from WHO in Des Moines. And you just mentioned some of these names. Orion Samuelson, of course, a past president of NAFB. And in addition to that, I'd mentioned that you were as well. But Cindy Young, who some in our listening audience may know. And another name, of course, Max Armstrong. Many well-known names and some stations that were huge, as you mentioned, back in the day.
And you mentioned several from Illinois. Art Sechrist would be another one from in the Bloomington area. Illinois has had a big part of the history of NAFB over the years.
It sure has, and we're both very proud of that. And also, I certainly don't want to neglect mentioning Colleen Callahan Burns. Colleen Callahan, of course, was her professional on-air name, longtime farm broadcaster at WMBD in Peoria, and she was the first lady farm broadcaster president of NAFB. Also past NAFB presidents from Illinois, Pam Fretwell, she lives in the Quincy area now, and Rita Frazier, who heads up the RFD radio network. So as we mentioned, Illinois has a long and proud history with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
It's been interesting to watch how it has evolved. You and I started in the 70s. Speaking of the 70s, that's when the convention moved to Kansas City, the early 70s. And has been at the Crown Center in Kansas City, where you were just at this week, has been there since the early 70s. And I'm told it may be the longest association between a group and a hotel property of any in the country, perhaps. It's been going on that long. It was actually held in Chicago before that. But you and I remember the days when the convention was held in Kansas City and the National FFA Convention was going on at the same time, and the American Royal, and farm broadcasters would be very busy in Kansas City covering all three as we did.
We certainly were, going back and forth from the Crown out to the Royal and then up to the Convention Center at that time, and trying to give the FFA members their due credit and some of the award winners, everything along that line. I never liked the phrase, Mike, that it's been a good ride. But maybe that is appropriate to mention where NAFB is concerned, and then also your involvement in it and mine as well. We've both been members now for several years. I just got my 46th year tenure award this week at the convention. How many years have you been in?
Well, I started in 1978, and it's been interesting to see the evolution, Mike, of the industry, the ups and the downs, budget constraints, challenges there. We've seen membership go up and down a bit. We've seen smaller departments. Some are starting to add on a few more people now. But you're seeing, you know, kind of a reflection of what goes on in the economy and what's going on in agriculture. And you get some bigger operations now. And we've seen those changes over the years. Technology has made a big difference, that's for sure, from the old days of the equipment we carried around when we started to what is being used today. So I often look at our industry as kind of reflective of what's going on throughout the country.
One thing that I think we should mention here, despite the social media and all of the news that is available there with many different platforms, I guess, farmers still listen, and there are several surveys to back this up. Farmers still listen and respect farm programming.
Mike, our delivery methods have changed over the years, but one thing has not changed, and that is the relationship between the broadcaster and the listeners. And the stronger that relationship is and that trust factor that you develop with your audience, that is what is key, and they still count on the farm broadcaster to deliver them the information they need to make important decisions in their farming operation.
Well, Mike, I certainly appreciate you taking time to visit with us today. Been a very busy week. I'm glad to be back home, and I certainly want to wish you and your wife, Patty, and your family a very good holiday season ahead. Even though it's a little early, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Mike. Good to talk with you again. And it was good to just let people know the association goes back even farther than you and me. So we've been around a lot of it, but not all of it.
I hope you found my conversation with Mike Adams interesting. Wanted to give you the background, really the history of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. And as you heard, several from our state of Illinois have held leadership positions. Mike was a past president. Max was a past president. Colleen Callahan, a past president. Orion, a past president. Pam Fretwell, past president. And also Rita Frazier, who heads up the Illinois Farm Bureau's RFD radio network. So there's a lot of strong relationship between Illinois Farm Broadcasters and the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. Well, that'll do it for the Early Bird this morning. As always, I'm glad you joined us. Hope you will again next Saturday. And in the meantime, as I always say, have a good weekend. I'm Mike Perrine.